Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, now fortified with vitamins and iron. I'm Dan Maudsley here with roughly, approximately 10 minutes of tech-filled goodness coming up this week. I'm melting! Not me, but the internet in 2 years' time. Don't say we didn't warn you. How much are you worth? Your identity, that is. Why you are a premium product on the shelves of the ID theft supermarket, and 95% of young hoodlums are copying music. The other 5% don't have ears. Is this piracy gone mad? Joining me on this tour of the cultural landscape, it is the one, the only, unless possibly cloned, Duncan Bell.
Yeah, there's several of me in the former Soviet Republic buying all sorts of things at the moment, I'm told.
Welcome.
Hello, good to be here.
Now, Duncan, a problem shared is a gossip started. So what's been on your mind this week?
Yes, everybody says that, don't they? I've not actually, nothing particularly bad has happened to me this week, so I've got nothing to moan about. So I thought I'd be positive.
It can be arranged, Duncan, you know?
Yeah.
Just
the,
ask.
The day is young. So I was actually going to big up something this week, which is the, not the most original thing, but the Nintendo's Wii, which has now got the iPlayer, BBC iPlayer coming to it.
Yes.
I just wanted to say how fantastic I think the Wii is. And I think it's a point that's not made enough. Because everything
Hold
from
on.
It, from the fact
the
that
Wii,
it,
you don't think the Wii is bigged up enough?
Not on this programme.
Okay. You're right. So we haven't given much attention to the Wii.
I mean, it's just amazing that it can, A, tell where you're pointing your controller and what angle you've got it at. But it just all the games on it, although looked at in any kind of, in the great scheme of games, they're quite poor. In many ways, and yet they're completely enjoyable because of what Nintendo's done with the.
I have to ask. I mean, once you've got over the excitement of
well, I still haven't. I've had one for months and months and months. I was up until God knows what time in the morning last week, unlocking the last few bits of Sonic and Mario at the Olympics.
Ah, yes.
And I'm not in the first flush of youth, and I'm not somebody who spends that much time playing games or hasn't in the past.
But
Wii
once
has turned
you
me into a sort of simpleton,
have got over that initial excitement. Do you not find that the Wii controllers? I mean, they're not the most sensitive of gaming apparatus.
No, but that's fine, because I'm crap at games. So I'm not bothered by a bit of insensitivity.
There we go. I think you are target market, actually.
I am. Now, I'm a casual gamer and proud.
On to matters internet in a mo. But first, ahoy! What's this I see at the very top of the technology page in the podcast section of iTunes? It is! It's us, right there in new and notable. That's right, the T3 podcast now has prime position on iTunes, but we want more! 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 It is the easiest way to get your T3 fix each week, so pop over to iTunes, tap T3 into the search box, and subscribe for free. Well, we may charge.
We'll introduce charging when we feel we can monetize.
Yeah, a bit
this
of beer and, money. Yeah. If that all sounds too much, just follow the link on t3.com. There's a good chap. So, the internet could soon be grinding to a shuddering halt.
Yes.
YouTube alone is thank you for that, Duncan. Driving more traffic than the whole of the blinking internet managed just 8 years ago. Some are now predicting it could keel over in just 2 years.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on, Duncan?
Yeah, the internet's run out. No more internet. Go home.
It had to happen sometime.
It's well, I suppose it makes sense. It's a victim of its own success in many ways.
Mm.
That's a line that isn't used very often. It's because it's now fast enough to take video. People download video, and video takes up a lot of bandwidth. So
iPlayer is becoming a bit of a culprit.
Yeah, again. iPlayer is. What I think is quite funny is all the service providers are saying that YouTube, well, not so much YouTube, but BBC should pay for the fact that people
really
want to download their service over the service provider's network.
That they are
but
charging
it's the service
for.
Provider's job to.
Basically, I mean, I think what they've said, what their problem is that they've come up with all these unlimited deals.
I know,
and then they've gone. Well, hold on, you can't actually use that much. That'll
I know exactly.
Our business plan collapses.
I know it's like Northern Rock or something. They haven't really thought through their business plans. The problem, I mean, something's going to have to give, and the problem is people will, in the long term, have to get used probably to paying more for the internet than we do at the moment.
To be honest, if someone came to me and said, look, I can give you a blindingly fast internet service and this is how much data you can use or, you know, use as much as you like and I'll charge you this much, I'd be much happier than this sort of, we'll give you this speed, but it never really matches that. And if you go over a certain amount, then the internet police come and tell you off and, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's Well, I don't know. It's a problem. We've sort of gorged ourselves on online content, and now we're internet obese. Our arteries are clogged and third. And the reason our arteries are clogged and third is because our arteries are not wide enough. Because the basic problem is that the cables that run through Britain.
Well, carrying on this analogy, the problem seems to be with the last mile, perhaps the final.
Because that isn't it? Because up to that point, up to the exchanges, it's all fiber optic and super futuristic.
Lickety split.
And then it's like that kind of wiring that you get with very inexpensive Chinese electrical goods or Christmas tree lights or something. That's what the internet is actually delivered to your house via.
BT are grumbling about this. They're saying, you know, look, if you want to be fibered up across the nation, it could take 20 years and we'd have to dig up every road in the country. Sometimes it feels like that anyway, to be honest.
They've got some brass neck, haven't they?
I mean,
we'd have to dig up all the roads. We've never done that before.
Are they just putting off a nasty job?
Yeah, well, they are. I think, but to be fair to them, they know that the customers are never very happy about paying for stuff. if people want super fast broadband that isn't going to grind to a halt because of overuse, then the infrastructure does need to be dug up and replaced.
Well, I do wonder about this. I mean, digging up roads, it's a bit, you know, kind of Neanderthal. I mean, are we not...
there's that company who are going to run fibre optics through the sewers, isn't
there? Well, yeah, there is fibre optics through the sewers.
There are other options. There's WiMAX and similar technologies, so you don't have wires at all. Although then everybody's going to be upset about being bombarded with microwaves all the time. So it's...
Still, your ginsters will cook quicker. See, there's a plus side to everything.
Always the glass half full.
Yes. Well, if anything is clogging up those cables, it's music downloads. And if music be the food of love, then I think we've cracked the source of the teenage obesity problem. Because according to figures from the British Music Rights, 95% of 18 to 24-year-olds have copied music at some point. Duncan, the music industry is worried about this, isn't it?
Yeah. I would imagine it's probably worried about that, yeah.
About people
stealing their stuff.
Them.
I imagine they might be a bit put out by that. I was a little bit surprised that it was 95% or whatever. I thought 100 would have been nearer the mark.
Yeah, but, I think this is a case of 5% are liars.
Yeah, or allergic to keyboards or something.
Mm. I mean, there is a problem with the survey in that it simply copying music isn't actually illegal, is it? It depends what you do with it.
Well, that's true. I mean, you can back up things for your own use.
Yeah.
I think, to be fair, the thing is, although people will rip CDs for their own use, they then allow them to be accessed by other people via file sharing networks.
Yeah.
So,
actually, on this survey, it was quite interesting. Some of the, although file sharing went on, a lot of people just simply kind of just swapped hard drives sort of thing, you know, kind of... downloaded about 8 gigs of data in one fell swoop.
Well,
just
they're very efficient today's kids.
I mean,
they're go-getters. You know, they don't want to sit around shopping. I don't know, because on the one hand, I think artists should be recompensed for their work. On the other hand, I think if you give musicians money, they will use it to build a house out of drugs.
I haven't noticed too many musicians going, you know, hungry.
No, well, I don't know. There's probably an argument to be had, but it's beyond the scope of this discussion.
Well, there we
I think
go.
I would say, but I've been known to download the odd thing now and then.
Yeah, I think you've already.
But then again, also own thousands and thousands of CDs. So I mean, it's like. But if there is a whole new generation of people who literally don't want to pay for anything ever, that clearly is a problem for the music business. But
they're just gonna have to.
That's their problem, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's what I look at it.
I do like the.
I'm
fact,
too busy
actually,
playing the Wii. I've given up listening to music.
I do like the fact that on T3.com there are some constructive, well thought out comments underneath the story, and then the final one from Sal Figaro, which sounds made up to me.
Could be,
yeah,
a made up name on the internet.
Goodness,
could happen.
The final comment from Sal is, "How high a percentage copy porn? I wonder."
That is 100%.
It's just opening up an entirely new discussion. You can't just drop that at the end of something. Anyway. Now,
lol.
Semantic has come out with its latest report on shady internet practices. I'm not talking about what you get up to late at night. It's found our identities are now cheaper than ever. Your credit card details could just now be swapping hands for as little as 20 pence. There they go. So, a question we often get asked is how to get started in this lucrative business. Well, Semantic's chief scientist Guy Bunker has sent us these tips.
All information now has value. An eBay account can be bought for as little as 50p, and even the maximum that we've seen those sort of identities going for is only £4. You can buy this information in bulk and you get volume discounts. Anybody can go out and become a cyber criminal, which means that it is no longer a specialist activity.
So hear that, kids? Volume discounts. This is all good. Guy, tell us more.
This underground economy is now run like every other business. So it is really cheap now to buy credit card information. So from 20p just for the standard number to up to sort of £10 will get you the number, the name, the expiry date, the three-digit code on the back, everything that you need then to be able to go out and use it.
Well, there you go. I mean, it could
very
be
very efficient.
Yeah.
People not British business and talk about rip-off Britain, but, you know.
Yeah, some enterprising
kids. These guys, they're giving a service and they're doing it cheap.
I can see this being the next task from Sir Alan Sugar.
Yeah.
I should...
want you to clown 10 identities by the end of today.
I should point out that those...
terrible impressions.
No, that was rubbish. I should point out that those clips were sent to us by Semantic Taker from Guy's podcast about the threats of ID theft. He wasn't just giving out free tips on how to do it. But it does sound, Duncan, like credit card details, eBay accounts, are there to be plucked from the virtual shelves here?
Yeah, they are. It's one of those things that's simultaneously scary yet boring, like a lot of things to do with the internet and to do with financial transactions that you don't really understand.
You see, having learnt this, I'm not sure how you could protect yourself. I mean, your eBay account, how do you stop... I suppose you could, you know, stop being gullible and stop going to phishing sites and things like that. But, you know,
yeah,
there's a limit to how wary you can be, isn't there?
It's like, people are terrified of identity theft and possibly rightly so. But then it doesn't seem to be ripping the fabric of society apart. I mean, I think if somebody's got your credit card number, they can use the credit card. But then the credit card companies all have checks and balances on, you know. I mean, if I so much as use my credit card twice in the same day on Christmas bloody Eve, it gets stopped. As happened to me last Christmas Eve.
Nice.
And I had to phone up and they said, oh, yeah, well, it seems to be being used rather a lot. I was like, I'm a man and it's Christmas Eve. Of course it's being used a lot. Thanks. That would be a really clever point if it wasn't Christmas bloody Eve.
And the other threat it highlighted is, I mean, it's got to be one most people are aware of now, leaving your details on social networking sites.
If you're that stupid, you deserve to. Why not just give me the keys to your house while you're at it? You know,
it's usually 10-year-old kids, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
and they are.
But they don't tend to have credit card details, I think. So they're probably more in the clear. I don't know. I think there's an upside to identity theft, which may make it appear that your life is more interesting than it actually is. Because it, you know, there's like an alternative version of you roaming around the Baltic states, sort of going to an endless stream of knocking shops and buying sort of pirated iPods and things.
Are you actually hiding your other life behind...
Well, it's like a vicarious thrill that people can have, I think. I think people should stop moaning about having all their money stolen and look on the bright side.
Good, good. Well,
it's an alternative point of view, I'm aware, but that's my take on it.
That brings us nicely to the end of this week's show. Just enough time for your quick-fire reactions to this week's last words, starting with Nikon's Wi-Fi S52C.
Nice wireless.
Good.
I've not seen it.
You've not seen it, have you? It's sort of a bridge camera with Wi-Fi. You can be.
I gleaned that from its name.
You
yes.
Take it. There we go. iPlayer on Wii. I think we already know.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The Apprentice.
I don't like bullshit merchants. I don't like time wasters. I'm fired.
Actually, they're nicely linked because The Apprentice is now the top program on iPlayer. And Nokia Tube. Curveball. It's Nokia's iPhone clone.
Is it?
Yeah, which Tube is just a kind of a working...
Why name. Am I not notified of these things?
Never mind. Well, our South Park analyzer has you as a cross between Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh and Terrence. Interesting. Well, that is all we have time for. Don't forget to head over to iTunes for all your T3 podcast needs. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.